excerpt for Mishnah for Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne Omer. He used to say, Ma'od Ma'od Heve Shapel Ruach, be exceedingly humble. The famous idea that generally with other character traits, the middle road is the way to go. But when it comes to humility, it's not the middle road. It's Ma'od Ma'od humble. It's like exceedingly humble to the extreme. Humility is the most like appropriate character trait that a person should strive for. She tikvas enosh rima, and he says the reason you should be humble is because for the hope of man is but the worm. In other words, at the end of days, you know, that's where we're going. So how are we going to be haughty if we're headed for the grave? Rabbi Yochanan bebroika aimer, he says kol hamachal shem shemam b'seiter, anyone who desecrates the name of heaven in secret, niframi min begalay, Hashem will punish them for it openly. And whether the desecration is done unwittingly or willfully. Which explains the Karti means that if a person does a sin which is Shem Shemam, which desecrates the name of heaven secretly, so if Hashem punished the person, then like people would say, look, and he brings the example of a Torah scholar, people say, well look, all his learning and all his good deeds do nothing. Meanwhile, people don't know, you know what I'm saying, the shtus that he's getting up to. So Hashem, publicizes it before he claps him. So he brings out, he makes public the desecration, and then he can clap the person. Because otherwise, if he gives him his clap, everyone will think it's for no reason. Apparently for no reason. Seemingly no reason, and then people won't understand what's going on. So Hashem first makes it public, and then he can be punished publicly.